So just tell me a little bit about how you started baking.
It was the Easy Bake Oven that my mom gave me when I was a child. And my grandmother and my mom, they all did baking. And so the interest was there at a very young age. I've always liked it. I mean, at cookouts and birthdays and things like that, I would always make the cakes or cookies and look at recipes and things like that. So when the chance came to be able to finally do a bakery, we went into it, me and my family.
That's awesome. So, and I know you spoke a little bit about not starting right away, and mm-hmm. can you tell me a little bit about the journey to start up the bakery?
Oh, yes. Well, it's a matter of money. You know, there's no, like, as they call it, generational wealth. Like, you can choose to do things. Like, some people go on trips in Europe and stuff like that. So there's nothing like that for me. I always knew that if it was going to happen, it was going to be something that I'd have to save up for. And so when I went into the jobs that I worked at, I always signed up for 401k because it was in the back of my mind. I knew you could take out a loan against it. And so my idea was that I would do that and use that to start whatever I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And so when we actually got to a point where it was an opportunity to do so, we used that as a financial resource to get started, because we knew we would not be able to get any help through traditional measures. We knew that option wasn't available to us, that it would have to be friends or family or something that we could do ourselves, or start on a very small scale and try to build on top of it.
So, you know, you said you started out in the Boozer Shopping Center.
Oh, Dutch Square, actually.
Dutch Square.
We were at Dutch Square. We opened it October 2004. We went to Boozer Shopping Center about 2 years later, and then this is our final location.
So I know you mentioned that starting it at home. Did you start at home first before?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was like one of those things, you know, like the hair salons. Everybody always likes to eat at the hair salon. So I would do cinnamon rolls and cookies and slices of cake and take them into the hair salons and sell them by the slice. You know, and people started looking for me on Saturdays and stuff like that. So,
and why was not getting an actual place, why was that so important to you instead of just keeping it at home, like a little catering kind of thing?
Because, you know, it was only so far, and I didn't really want to work. I wanted to be self-employed. I knew that. And to do it out of your house, I mean, just recently they passed a cottage law that allows people to do non-temperature control things out of their house up to a certain amount. So it's a little bit better now than it was when I was trying to do it. It would always just kept me to friends and families. It would have limited the things that I could do.
All right. So would you say that your baking reflects Southern influences?
I guess so. I mean, I'm a Southern lady, born and bred. And so, you know, the recipes that we use are ones that are passed down from, you know, my grandmother and my aunts, things that I remember growing up. And then I have added things in from, like, all the research I've done on the internet. And then, of course, you have the food TV network shows and things like that. And so those things kind of have gotten into what I've done. But at the start, yes, I would say the banana puddings, you know, doing the custards from the beginning, and, you know, for the banana puddings and the coconut pies and even the cinnamon rolls. I learned how to do the cinnamon rolls from my grandmother. And apparently, you know, that's one of the best sellers in our bakery, and they're saying that it reminds them of old school cinnamon rolls. So it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So has been being an entrepreneur and starting it from the beginning, all your family, has that made it worthwhile, and how so?
Yeah, it's made it worthwhile. I would say that, you know, even though we didn't have the traditional financing, we also have a little bit more freedom. We don't have someone looking over our shoulder saying you got to do this or that. And the stress of having to make a quota because we have to pay back somebody else wasn't there. So we were able to do things a little bit differently because of that.
That's good. That's good. But do you get stressed out? Speaking of stress, like, how does it?
Yes. Yes, I've gotten stressed out. I think recently, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I want everything right, everything good. You know, my cakes, I don't want them dry. You know, if they stay in the oven like a minute or two, too long, it could be, you know, they could be dry, and I'm like, oh no, you know. So I had to learn to let that go, because nothing's ever going to be perfect. And so you can do the best you can. You always try to put out the best product that you can. And if something goes wrong, you have to just address it. That was a hard thing for me to learn. I think I've maybe learned it in the 10 years that we've been doing it, maybe in the last two.
So, you know, then how do you, like, pick yourself up? What psychologically, like, drives you to keep going, you know, I guess, perfectionist?
I don't know. I just love what I do. It's something that's, I guess, because it was been ingrained in me since I was a baby, child. It's just something that I've loved. It's like one of those things that, you know, people have hobbies or have loves or have passions, as they like to say. The baking is my passion. So, and that is at the core. You can't do this job because it's very labor intensive, and you know, I think I've learned the meaning of back breaking work from working in the bakery. You know, because we're not doing a lot of this stuff from, you know, like coming in frozen and, you know, building on that. We're doing it from the flour, the sugar, the eggs, and the butter. And it takes more time. And it's it's not as easy as it can be if we did frozen.
Can you talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton coming here?
Yeah, that was like, oh no, it's so funny, because that was one of the days that the bakery air conditioning unit went out. And so it was like one of the hottest days. The ovens were going full blast. And then we had people who were like regular. We didn't realize they were part of her campaign. They came in and said, is it okay if Ms. Clinton comes by? And we said, sure. And, you know, say, when? They said, in about 20 minutes. So, you know, we're running around trying to, you know, it's like near the end of the day. So we're running around trying to restock, because we sell down every day at the bakery. It's not like at Walmart when you go in and they just pull some stuff out of the freezer. And that's one thing that our customers have to, you know, adjust to. But we were trying to restock the shelves for sure, so it looked kind of full. And then before we knew it, we had 25 reporters behind the counter to film her walking in and shaking hands and, you know, doing her meet and greet.
And what was she like?
She was very nice. I think I was very impressed with her. She gives me the impression that, I guess, you know, some of the moms, the Southern moms that we grew up with, that were, you know, they're very kind, but when it's time for things to get done, they get it done. If there's time, if there's some punishments that need to be meted out, they're doing that. So she kind of gave me that vibe, you know.
If Main Street Bakery was a pie and it took out a slice of your life, how much of a slice is it taking out?
Oh my gosh, let's say 80%. Yeah, I would say 80%, and that's probably low, but being self-employed, it's more than a full-time job. I would say it's two full-time jobs. You're always thinking about something. It's always on your mind. You're always doing something for the business for the next day or for in advance. So I would say 85%. It's hard to do it's hard to do without a good support system, and yeah, you'd have to have a very good support system to do it. Like if you were married, you know, your family has to be on board with you. You couldn't do it by yourself as a job and then go home to your family.